Also, we're going to have a tip from our resident Dr. Leah McNeil, who is on the phone, and we're going to bring her on because today's tip is very good.
After what we've just been through.
And, you know, bring her on, Benny. Let's welcome Dr. Leah. Dr. Leah, Pam and I were so sick. And listen, she does the underarms and the neck with the cold water.
Everything.
I did the cold feet and the socks. Dr. Leah, we were so sick.
Take my vitamins.
And you know what? It was a viral. It wasn't bacterial, so there's nothing really you can do.
Right.
So, you know, what do
we... At least we think.
Well, that's true. Help us, Dr. Leah. Help us. I know you help Pam.
Yes, my husband emailed Dr. Leah and said, help. And Dr. Leah says, Epsom salt baths and emergency sipping and some of your favorite... candy that you like to eat.
Oh, I like Coldies, which has...
No, not Coldies. The candies that I couldn't eat that's good for a digestion.
Ginger.
Yeah, ginger.
Oh, I love ginger.
I can't do it, Dr. Leah.
I do it. But I want you to know, because you had her do Epsom salts, Beth, she made me go out, and I had my son go out and get me Epsom salts, and I'm sitting in the bath, and I'm thinking, I'm freezing, right? And I've got the water going, and I'm thinking, Pam says, because Dr. Leah said, so this must be good for me. I do have to say, I got a very good night's rest, and you do, I have a feeling, I don't know, there's something
to it. There was that part where you really rested better. Mm-hmm. Maybe we could do it even when we don't have a cold. Mm-hmm.
Don't mind us, Dr. Leah. We'll do the tip for you, sweetheart. Jump in anytime now. Hello, Dr. Leah.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
Yeah, viruses are hard to fight. You can't, like, take an antibiotic for a virus because it doesn't do anything.
Right.
If we had antivirals that were really... that you could take, like, an antibiotic, I think that we wouldn't have HIV. We wouldn't have hepatitis. You know, we wouldn't have a lot of things that are chronic and ongoing. But, yeah, it's a lot of times what happens when you get sick is you get a secondary bacterial infection. And then that's where you get your really bad fever and all your other stuff going
right,
on
right.
as well. And that's what my tip is on that, the flu shot.
Yeah, let's talk about that.
We really want to talk about that because it's very important because do you or do you not get the flu shot?
Right. And some people are avid believers in flu shots and vaccines and all that, and that's fine. I mean, I have a kind of a strong opinion about those, but the flu shot does not stop you from getting the flu. It actually it decreases the symptoms that you would get. Now, some people won't get it when they get a shot, but then they might not have got it anyway. You never know. But yes, it doesn't actually stop the flu from happening. It just stops the symptoms from being so severe. And it does also contain preservatives like thimerosal, which is a mercury derivative, aluminum, and formaldehyde derivatives, a bunch of stuff, you know, just to preserve it. So why do you want to put that in your body? That actually can suppress your immune system or cause nervous system damage. So that's a whole other issue I have. But also, after you get a flu shot or a vaccine of any kind, your immune system is temporarily compromised, meaning the ability for your body to fight off things has dropped. And it's a very normal reaction while your body builds up antibodies against the virus, whatever it was, you know, that you were vaccinated against. And during that time, if you are exposed to something, you can get sick. And it might be the flu, you know what I mean? It might be. But it could be something else as well. So it does compromise your immune system temporarily, so you have to be careful.
Well, Dr. Leah, I have a question. I always thought that you were injected with the flu shot from last year's strain, this year's strain.
It can be. Sometimes they put two or three different viruses in, and it's their best guess of what will be happening this coming year.
Oh.
So we don't know what's going to happen this year. It's kind of the best guess, and that the virus might be sort of similar to the one that is out there now.
How do they guess what flu virus is going to be? Where does it come from? China? Or,
they go to an egg
and they pull
it from the egg.
I mean, and there's so many different flu viruses, right, Dr. Leah?
There are a lot of different kinds, and they mutate. So they kind of, based on how, like, flu viruses or even cold viruses and stuff have mutated over the course of the years, they can probably kind of guess what might be happening. Or, you know, some other parts of the world that are in winter before we are, like the Southern Hemisphere, and when they have flus, they can sort of see what's going on there and make a guess from that.
Well, so what do I do if I don't take the flu shot?
Well, vitamin D, of course, is one of the best immune stimulators, multivitamins, water, sleep, and, of course, really good food and exercise. You know, all those kind of things are going to be really beneficial. But vitamin D has been shown to be a really good immune stimulator, anti-tumor, and lots of stuff. I've talked about it on and on for
vitamin D
many times.
Is
yeah,
very,
well, you can never talk about it enough.
I have to tell you, when I was sick, because I remembered you saying that, I would go out. We had some really nice, beautiful sunny days, and I would go sit outside for about 10 minutes because you're going to get more vitamin D from sitting in the sunlight than anything you can put in your mouth.
Yeah.
And so I just would go out there, and then
I'd email
Rochelle, get outside. Of course, she never did.
Yes, I did.
Did you finally?
Yeah, I would sit. Actually, I wouldn't go outside, but I'd sit on my bed because the sun comes through.
That doesn't count.
Well, I couldn't go outside. It was too cold.
You gotta get out there.
I did go out this weekend. I will tell you, I did go. I told you I went to Kulan Park.
Yeah, well, and I think that's why you got better. You
it must
better.
Be. I'm sure you're absolutely
because
right.
How many, 10 minutes in
actually,
the sun.
Can you listen to us?
Fresh air. You know, that whole phenomenon of getting outside, fresh air. That
it's
whole
true.
Thing.
It does make you feel alive.
Yeah,
it makes
and
you feel
some
better.
People, depending on what kind of illness they have, if they exercise a little bit. That can help their immune system. Now, obviously, if you're throwing up and feverish, and you're not going to go out and go to the treadmill. But,
no.
But even just getting outside and breathing some fresh air, it does help.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's really some good solutions. Mm-hmm. And the vitamin D, let's say 10 minutes in the sun. How many, what are we talking about, 10, 20,000?
Well, it's hard to, and at this latitude that we're at, it's very difficult to get enough sunshine, enough vitamin D, I should say. And at this time of year, you know, it's not as direct. It takes longer. Now, I haven't seen anybody yet. I'll take that back. I have one patient whose vitamin D levels were too high.
Really?
But she went to Hawaii, and she's a sun goddess. She laid in the sun, and she also was taking her 5,000 units of vitamin D. So with both of those, her levels came back at 112. And the reference range is 33 to 100. So it wasn't like it was outrageously high.
Isn't that interesting?
But it was just high, and so it was from her sun exposure. She kept taking her 5,000, and her levels dropped because she didn't have all that sun exposure at the same time.
Is it dangerous to have too much vitamin D?
It has to be long term.
Okay.
It's like if somebody's taking 50,000 units a day for a long time, and their levels have been high for a really long time, for months, they can develop possible calcium deposits and problems with their bones, possibly, like in the joints. But it takes a long time. A one-time reading of that's 112 is not going to make me think, oh my gosh, you know.
Okay.
So, no.
Dr. Leah, give out your information so our listeners can contact you, besides being on chatwithwomen.com.
Yes. I am in Bellevue at 425-452-9366. And my website is naturalmedicineforhealth.com.
I'm going to recommend that you call Dr. Leah and find out where your vitamin D levels are because, you know, we're going into this flu season, obviously. Rochelle and I have already had it. So this is really an important time to find out where your vitamin D levels are. So please give her a call. Thank you for joining us today.
Thank you.